Now I think I've got my SMS or my email coming up on the comment wall. It's from Vincent in Australia. Why do you think Israel agreed to swap a few Arab prisoners and dozens of bodies against two Israeli dead men? Well, as a matter of fact, it wasn't for a few dozen. It was hundreds, hundreds of dead Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners, which we didn't even know that Israel was holding. Did you know that Israel was holding hundreds of dead Lebanese and Palestinian fighters? I never knew that. And their corpses were returned to their families over the last couple of days. And so it was a very important negotiating victory for Hezbollah, made possible only by the victory of Hezbollah in the war against Israel 2 summers ago, the 34-day war. So, congratulations to Hezbollah and all my friends in Lebanon who have been celebrating this week. Now, the next email on the wall, this one from Hani Raza in Pakistan. What do you think of Syed Hassan Nasrallah? Well, let me tell you that it is a criminal offense in Britain, potentially, to glorify Hassan Nasrallah. So let me glorify him. I think that Hassan Nasrallah is the best leader in the Muslim world. He says what he means and he means what he says. He doesn't make boastful promises that he can't carry out. He has the support not just of virtually every person of the Shia confession in Lebanon. He has the support of all decent Lebanese, all decent Arabs, whether Sunni or Shia, all Muslims in the world. Hassan Nasrallah is a very great man indeed.